Good morning. I'm new. My name is Sharon, and I am so thrilled to be here this morning and to be able to share a message with you. I love sharing the message of Jesus. I get real excited about that. And you know, one of the important things that your parents teach you is to always tell the truth. That and they want you to grow to be an honest person. And the thing about telling an untruth is, you know, how it can make you feel. And I have this thing inside me. It's called a conscience. And I don't know whether you know what a conscience is. Do you know what it is? Okay. Well, it's this little voice inside me. And when I do something wrong, my conscience doesn't give me, you know, a lot of peace. And I feel awful. And my heart feels heavy. You know, and it's really, I can't hardly stand it. But as we heard in, you know, the gospel that Pastor just read, and it says, you know, and it's verse 31 and 32, and I like to read from the Bible. And it says, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And, you know, Jesus' words give us a good life, and God's Spirit helps us to know the truth. You know, if we always tell the truth, then we will feel free, and, you know, our conscience won't ever bother us. And if we always tell the truth, we will never have any reason for anyone not to trust us. And, you know, Jesus, the truth was very important to Jesus. You know, he told us the truth. And it's important for us to tell the truth. And I got a little bit curious, you know, about, you know, how often Jesus talked about the truth. So I started reading. I went to my Bible. My Bible is many things to me. First, you know, it is God's word. But I have a lot of, I won't go into all the books that it is to me, but the one thing the Bible is to me is it's a library, because there's lots of books you can check out. So I went and I started reading, and in Matthew I found that Jesus mentioned the truth 28 times. In Mark, 13 times. In Luke, 9 times. And in John, 30 times. That's almost 80 times that Jesus says, I tell you the truth. And I also read, you know, Jesus says that, for I have given you an example. And, you know, Jesus is the example, you know, we should follow. And if we follow Jesus' example, we'll have a happy heart. And the, you know, wonderful message is through Jesus we are saved by grace, by faith. And that's really wonderful, isn't it? Yeah. And we can trust, you know, Jesus tells us the truth. And so we can trust, you know, his word. And I got thinking about all these words that I was using in this message. And, you know, the first was truth. Do you know how to spell truth? T-R-U-T-H. And with truth there, you know, there's trust. T-R-U-S-T. And with that, we can have peace. P-E-A-C-E. And we are saved by grace. G-R-A-C-E. By faith. F-A-I-T-H. And by following Jesus, We can have a happy, H-A-P-P-Y, heart, H-E-A-R-T. Now, do you see anything with those words? What do you see?
They all have five letters.
That's right. They're all five-letter words. What is the most important five-letter word there is? Can you think? What would be the most important? How do you spell that?
J-E-S-U-S.
That's right. That's the most important five-letter word that we can remember. And Jesus' message is really a wonderful thing, isn't it? And to always remember it. Okay, I have a little, I like to close with a little prayer. So can you fold your hands and bow your heads? And then if you'll repeat after me, okay? Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Thank you for being.
Thank you for being.
An example for us.
An example for us.
Help us.
Help us.
To follow in thy way.
To follow in thy way.
So we can be.
So we can be.
Examples to others.
Examples to others.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Amen.
Amen.